Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
Hump day, am I right, buddy?
Are you sure?
Who is this, Took?
Let's get back to work.
Can't someone else do it?
Let someone else do it.
Hey, this is your job.
This is your job.
Are you sure? I mean, come on.
No, that's your job.
Yeah.
Yeah, but excuse me. Are you an entertainer?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but shut up. Entertain me.
It's showtime.
Here we go. Thursday morning, Carla and Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Wednesday morning, Mike.
I'm
you're getting ahead of yourself.
I way know. Ahead. Along with our executive producer.
You got me excited there.
Morty, just a couple of more days. The countdown, I want to mention this because this is going to be historic. The countdown is on the Hard Rock Hotel, which for the longest time, along with the cafe, which has been closed for some time now.
Yeah.
The Hard Rock Hotel is closing its doors. This is the final weekend. You and I are going to be broadcasting live from 6 to 8 Friday night. Then you and I and all of us are going to be there for the final toast Saturday night.
Yes.
And I was trying to explain to somebody how cool the Hard Rock Hotel was up until the end.
Yeah.
It was that cool that it didn't even have to be on the strip.
No.
It was off the strip.
No, it was cool, too, that it was off the strip.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to deal with that. Yeah, you still had that cool. And that was where, like, all the celebrities used to go and stay.
Yeah.
Because it was just that hip. And, it was a neat place. I mean, it still is. But, I mean, sadly, it's no longer.
And when it first opened up, if you remember, when it first opened up, it wasn't as big as it was today, as we know it today.
No, it was round.
And inside, it was very round.
Yes, it was round.
And it confused a lot of people.
It sure did.
And I thought it had a very cool, before they expanded, had a very cool pool area,
mm-hmm.
which I believe this was the first time I had ever heard of this, that they had speakers in the water. In other words, mm-hmm. when you went underwater, you heard rock music playing.
It sure did.
And half the time, people would go just to dunk their head in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Just so they could say, yeah.
Did you hear it?
I could hear it. Let's go under again. 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
And it's a whole new time now, so no one does that anymore.
Yeah, it's too bad.
So this weekend
will be. Nobody knows how to swim. No. That's why.
Just know how to stand
Nobody's
there.
Look, stand there and look pretty because you don't want to spill your drink.
No.
Go underwater, you boob.
Hold your drink above water.
Yes, exactly.
So this will be the last weekend for the historic.
Yeah.
Hard Rock Hotel, and we will be there. Looking forward to it.
Same here, boy.
All right. It's going to be a beautiful weekend for it. Sunshine today and right through the weekend. High today, low to mid-60s. Same for tomorrow. Low 70s by the weekend. Only about 48 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, the first Super Bowl back in 67, only one person has a copy of the tape. I'm going to tell you what's going on with that.
It's a great story. More on that and some other stories in entertainment news. After Poison.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Chiefs and the 49ers, of course, this weekend in the big game. You know what? They've never met before in a Super Bowl, of course. But in 2014, now the two cities duked it out in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
This is also, and this is interesting when placing your prop bets, which we might talk about later. First time that the big game will feature two teams with red as their primary uniform colors. And I think this will be very telling and something that is one of the prop bets, by the way.
Yeah.
So red, that's got to be, I don't know. They should wear different uniforms out on the field.
San Francisco ask if they could wear all white?
Yeah,
they wanted to wear like a throwback or something.
Yeah, hopefully. Because it could be very, confusing. I know your uniform generally,
but
still.
There's a lot going on.
Yes,
and you
there
wanna
is. There
make sure
is.
You're throwing to the right people.
Yes, if you got something in your peripheral, then,
everybody's wearing red.
Yes. This is the most interesting thing, and I'm going to post some info on our website. First Super Bowl was January 15th, 1967. So, two networks broadcast the game, NBC, CBS. Both networks have since taped over this tape.
They taped over the VHS tape?
It wasn't even VHS.
I didn't think
they could tape over. But yes, and there is one person who has like the only known, additional recording of the game. His name is Troy Haupt, I believe it is. They're trying to get this released, but there are some lawsuits pending if they get it released. Now, there is a Kickstarter campaign out there in hopes of raising enough money just to finish the documentary.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The NFL offered like $30,000 for it years ago, and they said, oh, yeah, no, no. Okay. That's ridiculous. And if that's all it's worth to you, then we're just going to do it. Yeah. Well, now there's some things holding it up. But if you'd like to get a look at it, the whole trailer and all that, it is Kickstarter, and just put the Super Bowl tape. It'll come up. It's really, really
what
interesting.
What did they tape over it? Do they?
Days of Our Lives.
Stop it.
Not joking.
Are you serious?
NBC. Days of Our Lives. I am not joking you.
Well, this came full circle.
Didn't it? CBS, I don't know, but I'm not joking. Days of Our Lives was taped over it. Man,
that is
alive.
Amazing.
That's some drama there.
It really is. It really is. Wow. So we'll see what happens to that. I'd like to see. I may donate a little money to make this happen.
Okay.
And a big happy birthday to Oprah Winfrey. She turns 66 years old today. Planning just a small celebration with Stedman and her best friend Gail and then her little boy Jesus. So
should be a lot of fun.
Happy birthday. You get a birthday.
It's going to be a big bash.
Yes, it is.
Congratulations, David Nutis, who got the call from the Beasley banker. Found out he won $1,000. His reaction when he got the call.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me. That's great news. Thank you. I'm very excited.
And being as nosy as we are, you know, the Beasley banker wants to know what you're going to do with the money.
I never won anything.
I have no idea what
he said. I don't know what he said either.
He's got the money, so that's all that matters. Your next chance to score some cash. Qualify for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Less than 2 hours. Complete rules and details about the contest on our website, 963KKLZ.com.
Yay! Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 963KKLZ.
Okay, Carl's on the phone. Carl, what's up this morning?
Okay, I heard earlier, you know, you do a repeat of the news where the guy had his big toe attached for his thumb.
Last hour.
Okay, I heard the exact opposite of what you heard. You cannot, you limp if they take your big toe off.
Well, of course you do, but you get used to it.
Right, you don't need your little toe, period.
See, I was told you need really all your toes for balance. Because people are always saying, just remove this toe or just remove that.
Take that one off and you don't.
Then just take it.
It's always facing a different way.
Yeah, I know.
Than all the other toes, so.
Yes, it is, because you've banged it so many times on the furniture. That's why.
Anyway, and I think they can reshape it.
Yeah.
You need your thumbs actually for gripping and all
that.
I have a friend, he was born with no thumbs, so.
Well.
And he still has no thumbs.
What is he, a panda bear? I mean, what is he, what do you do? He has no, so he's gotten used to using.
Well, yeah, you.
Basically his.
Well, same with people when they're born with no arms can get used to using their hands.
Yeah, if you're going to have anything like that, you want to be born that way.
I guess that eliminated him being the Fonz from
Halloween.
Right, yeah. Well, he could have set a whole new precedent by using his pointer, and we'd all be doing pointer up. Carl, thank you.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
You too.
You know what? We should. We want to talk to somebody with no toes
with
or
no, toes,
no big toe and no little toe.
And by the way, and Morty woke up. But I know. Is there? Not joking. But is there anyone out there who is missing a finger? I know. No, let's not stereotype, but those shop teachers. Because I had the one who had two of them missing right in the middle. He was constantly, it was that all the time. He had the two fingers missing in the middle.
I'm not so much interested in fingers as toes because, as you said,
missing.
Because you, when you're walking, your balance is very important. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would like to find out.
Yeah.
What's more important, your big toe, little toe?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I think, like I say, I think any limb or digit or anything is important, I'm pretty sure.
And like Carl said, maybe you just learn to, you know, deal with it.
Well, yeah.
And you
absolutely.
Work around the problem anybody else does and they do. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
I have no idea how we got on this.
Well, because Morty mentioned the Fonz.
Yeah.
So.
This all started from the replay in the 5 a.m. hour from yesterday's other news about a guy who had his big toe taken off so he could replace it on his hand for his thumb.
Right.
And since then, we've been talking to people without toes because we wanted to know if that bothers your equilibrium and how do you
deal with it. Yeah, does your balance off? Does it, you know?
Patty, what were you saying?
Well, when I was, 9 years old, I lost my little toe. It got crushed, and so they just removed it because it was easier than fixing it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And you just learn, you know, that it's not there, and I didn't have any problem with balance. The only thing you might want to worry about is that I can't have strappy sandals where the strap is right there.
Oh.
Where the little toe was, because it's like a phantom pain.
Oh, my gosh.
But other than that, everything's perfectly normal.
Do you remember at the time, was it a huge adjustment at the time, or was it, a fairly easy easing into?
You know, I was 9, so other than the pain of the taking it off and a swelling foot, after that was gone, it was no big deal.
That's amazing.
Pat, have a great day.
Yes, Pat.
Thank you.
Okay, Mimi's on the phone. Now, she told us that her daughter lost a toe. It was no problem. She got used to it.
Right.
But tell everybody what else happened.
Then her granddad later lost his big toe in a chopping wood accident.
Oh, well, you said a mouthful right there.
And he just cut.
How are you chopping wood where you get the axe next to your toe?
You're supposed to be wearing shoes when you chop wood and mow the lawn.
Well, you shouldn't be having a beer and watching football.
Well, and that, too.
Mimi, great call. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, just a public service announcement. This weekend, if you're going to watch the big game and you're drinking beer, don't start chopping wood without shoes on.
I'm
going
to grab the axe.
Just start hacking away. Wow. Yeah, just be careful. All right. This guy coming back to Vegas, Carla.
Yep.
Billy Idol, Eyes Without a Face. They say, despite all the clouds out there, they say it's going to be sunny today. I hope so. That's what they said yesterday.
It's going to be windy today, so it doesn't really matter.
Sunshine
really
tomorrow.
Windy.
High in the low to mid-60s. Should be nice for the big game weekend. A lot of people coming to town for the big party over at the Hard Rock Hotel that you and I will be at, as well as everybody else. Looking forward to it. Only about 48 outside right now. Carla has a few things we think you should know. Get to that here in just a couple of minutes.
Some problems for Valentine's Day. You might be a little disappointed.
All right. That and some other things we think you should know after Cheap Trick.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
By the way, if you want to make a quick trip to the border, tonight's Powerball jackpot. $394 million. Yes, nobody's won it for a little bit.
That's lump all sum, I would need.
I know. Well, lump sum, almost $275 million.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, it would. I think that'd be just fine. So get over there because that drawing is tonight. Get in line. Production problems plaguing the manufacturers of the classic sweethearts, the Valentine's Day candies, with the little phrases on them. They, about 70% of them now are completely blank because they have new machines in the new factory and they're not printing on them. So there's nothing, or there are misprints. You can barely read them. Now, collectors are loving it because they're going to be worth something. So they want these.
I remember
buying them up
as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Those meant everything.
Oh, those were the best. They were the best. They were like, I think, 25 cents or something for a box at one time. I think now they're even maybe a buck or so.
And if you wanted to send a message to your little girlfriend.
Yes.
Or boyfriend, whatever the case.
Yeah.
That you would look. I mean, you would actually look through that bag.
You'd find the right one.
And go, this is the one I'm going to give her.
Absolutely. This is the Necco candy I'm going to give her. It'll mean everything. It's going to mean everything to Chris. It is.
But on that heart, that candy heart, this says the message.
Yes.
That I can't say to her face to face.
I know.
But if she knows it's from me.
Right. That's so cool. What does that say? I faked it. Oh. Okay.
Those are for the adults.
I'm sorry, Bobby. I'm so sorry.
I really didn't.
Listen to this one. Here, Morty, you might like this. Atari-themed hotels are opening in Chicago, Denver, Phoenix, San Francisco, San Jose, Seattle, and Las Vegas.
Yes, really?
Yeah.
Woo! Nice.
Yeah. least the front desk won't get those. The people next door are having loud sex and I can't sleep complaints. No, we weren't doing that at all. Oh my gosh, no.
You're just bouncing off the wall.
We were just playing video games. What is sex? What is that? I don't even know.
Hotel Atari.
About.
I'm going to be the guy running up and down the Atari hall making game. The
That's
Pac-Man noise.
Marty, as he does. Wear his little joystick helmet. That's.
At least they'll all be together, though.
Yes, yeah, they will.
They'll be spread out
like
all.
One big nerd convention. It's going to be just great. Where you're staying. At the Atari Hotel. What are you doing? Staying. Oh, my God. Where else would we stay? Stupid Mandalay Bay or something like that. That's a classic. No.
I'm not going to stay at the Virgin
it.
Hotel.
Yes, no. I'm sure they're going to be really cool, actually. Yeah. It is Wednesday. A few things you should know.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you want to talk about this or not. You want to tell everybody why you're kind of shifting around and going back and
serious?
Forth? It seems like to me and everybody else in the studio, you have ants in your pants. I know that's such a kid thing.
I know.
What do you got, ants in your pants?
I don't have much in my pants because I shaved... I cut myself.
Uh-oh.
I cut myself.
Oh.
Oh man, and it's yes.
Are you
yes.
okay?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm nicked, but I'm okay. I mean,
Does that happen a lot?
No, it doesn't. No, so I have to resort to, you know, maybe I'm too old now to be whipping out the razor. I can't see without my glasses.
Well, if
so
you
that's part of the problem.
I mean, I'm not an expert, but I know if you're going to be doing that kind of stuff.
Right.
You want to see what you're doing.
Yeah, well, and that's why I should just do the rechargeable, you know, the electric one, because I don't.
You don't go someplace and...
No, not anymore. That hurts even worse. Oh, my gosh.
We've talked about this before, especially...
Not to mention my waxer, like, wanted to get together and go have drinks. It's like, I'm not even joking. It's like, do I really want to... You've seen things. I don't need to... No. But, yeah, I don't... And I know guys can't relate at all to this. Or maybe you can. I don't know. Do you... Is it... Is this too personal?
I
don't know.
We've talked about this before.
The whole world knows about me.
Where I had asked...
Yeah.
You know, there aren't places for guys. Or are there? I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah, there are.
Yeah, there are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The same places.
Right. Really?
But, I mean, I guess that would beg the question, like, you don't like a guy massaging you.
No.
So, you know, it would be a, but do you want a girl, you know, pointing and laughing? So, I mean, that's not, which there's a possibility of, but, you know, I'm just saying, it's, you know, sometimes you're... Girls, but,
I just do it myself, and I'm very careful.
Well, I am too.
You have a Band-Aid on it or something, or
did you
apply the ointment?
That's even a Band-Aid.
The salve.
Put a little salve. Thank you, my grandmother. Put a little salve on there. It's a and then what Band-Aid? You know,
like a Mickey Mouse
that's
or
a bleeder,
something.
That area okay. too. That's a yeah. No, I have like the what are they called? Next Care. You know that's water. Proof that'll never come off, by the way. I'm sure it's going to be like, I don't know. I don't know.
All right, well.
I don't know.
I hope you're
ridiculous.
Okay.
Well, so do I. But I don't really want anybody checking, you know. I put a Band-Aid on it and it's all good. And I think, do you guys deal with this? I mean,
no.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you, John. Thank you.
Clean up.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Cut myself.
Because you guys
underneath
do. It's not 1975
before.
Anymore. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking.
Like, not
maybe.
Not here, but down in here.
Yeah.
Myself and
yeah. I mean, maybe it's just me. I don't know.
Well, John, you're a pretty hairy guy. So is Morty.
Yeah.
Are you that hairy? I mean, everywhere.
He's saying that because you can grow facial hair.
Because
we
can grow facial hair.
I know. Mike's very. Very
no, well, John, do you have hair on your chest?
No.
Oh, wow.
No. Okay. All right.
I'm not doing that.
I have more hair on my chest than John does, actually. Wow.
But Morty, you have hair in your chest too, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can't grow hair on steel.
No. Yes, we've heard.
Or on my face. I mean, yes, that's right.
But grass didn't grow on a busy road.
But steel rusts. So.
I'm sorry to hear that. How many other women go through that where you just, you know, a little nick here or there, and boy, oh boy. How long does that take to heal?
Well, and it does. It's not that it takes that long to heal. It just, you know, when you know, like a paper cut's not that bad.
Right.
Or deep, generally, but it hurts.
Right.
Just, and that's what it is. It's just, and you know, if it was on my elbow or something, that'd be different. But I'm doing the shift.
But it's not.
And yes, I know. Getting a lot of steps in, though, today. Which
if there
is
are other women that would like to sympathize with Carla, well, I didn't, you know what, you throw stuff out there.
Oh,
and you never know what people are going to respond to, but the text line's blowing up.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Marie said, Carla, I can relate, but the more often you do it, less likely you are to nick yourself. Oh, I've been doing it. Yeah. That's too long. I just can't see.
Right.
But she said, on a good note, be thankful it's not summer because, you know, you get a little warm and, you know, thank you. Thank you, Marie.
Now, I'm not laughing.
Yeah, no, I know. Michelle said, I use Nair and I left it on too long.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
The smell, too.
Oh, that stuff smells awful. And it can really, you can hurt yourself a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's terrible. That's, Michelle, I'm sorry. Now, Michael said, Carla, yes, guys manscape too. Here's what you do. Short strokes with the razor helps.
Oh.
Because like you guys do on your face, kind of, you know. He said, I've had a few accidents, but use a women's razor because of sensitivity there.
Right.
And that's what he said. There's important equipment down there. So you got to take it, you know, sensibly.
You want to protect yourself.
Yes, exactly. And Shannon actually said, yeah, that's basically a paper cut in the lower region. Mm-hmm. Yikes, Carla. Wax, girl.
Carol Ann, what's up?
Well, I'm going to put my two cents in.
Okay.
About men waxing, don't do it. I don't care if you have a hairy chest. I went out with somebody that waxed everything, armpits, chest, everything, and it was no. Because when things were a little heated, it was like, ew, I want a manly man.
Okay. Because usually, you know, you get, you know when you trim your walkway, you know, the bushes on your walkway in your front yard? The walkway looks much longer and cleaner, doesn't it? Just saying.
Listen, I need all the help I can get.
No. Like, even the armpits were waxed, and it's like, come on, be a man. It's okay for women. I mean, we look good. We're all trimmed up. But with a guy, it's like, ew, come on.
So women aren't a big fan of that, or just you?
Probably just me.
I think a lot of guys like shave their chests, but other things, you know, not so much.
That landscaping thing, let the bushes grow.
There you go. You know what? Let them go. Who needs a gardener?
Have a good day.
Bye.
Wow. Okay. Well, that shoots my plans for this weekend. 10K payday contest, your next chance to win. Coming up after Billy Joel.
It's time to play the 10K payday contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Here we go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, pay.
Pay. P-A-Y, pay.
Which hopefully we'll be doing, you know, to you. Paying you. $1,000. You want to win it? Text pay to 45911. That is 45911. Win $1,000 and also qualify for the 10K payday. Enter pay at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. Again, the word pay. You have 15 minutes to enter the word. Now listen, you got a weird number calling you in about a half hour. You know the drill. Pick it up. Might be the Beasley banker just wanting to tell you you're putting $1,000 in your pocket. Again, the word pay. Text it 45911. You have 15 minutes. Go do it. Good luck.
You missed it. Pay. P-A-Y. Pay. That's the code word this hour. For a chance to put $1,000 in your pocket, qualify for the $10,000 grand prize, 10K payday contest. Still have a few more minutes to either text a word, 45911, win $1,000, or to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize, enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com. Good luck with that. 805. By the way, I wanted to announce that Journey, this just came out, Journey's Greatest Hits album has become the third album in history to hit 600 weeks on the Billboard 200.
Yeah, jeez.
And if you have that album, or maybe better yet, if you don't, here's the entire album just about in less than 60 seconds.
Anywhere you want.
Basically all the songs from that album.
Yeah.
The other two were Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon that has been on the Billboard charts forever.
Yes, it has been. It really has.
And the other one, I was kind of surprised. Bob Marley and the Wailers, their Legend album.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good album.
Thought it would have been Eagles, but yeah. All wow. Right.
And you mentioned the Eagles.
Yeah.
They've done the same thing with their greatest hits package that came out a while ago. So just some music news for you. Sunshine, although it looks cloudy and breezy, they say the sun's going to pop out a little bit later on this afternoon. High in the low to mid 60s today, tomorrow, through the weekend, low 70s, 55 outside right now. Carla's next take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Yeah, well, Mick Fleetwood has some news for you on Lindsay Buckingham.
All right, we'll get to that, plus some other stories and entertainment news. We'll do that after REO Speedwagon and keep on loving you.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Listen to this. Simon Durante Day is taking Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles to court. He claims he is their love child. He's 53 years old, says he was conceived when 17-year-old Prince Charles was dating Camilla Parker Bowles when she was 18, because they were dating way back when.
I know. I watched The Crown.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Before Diana. Well, and during Diana.
Yeah.
He refers to himself on social media as Prince Simon. Now, he may be wackadoodle, or he may be right. I mean, you never know.
Who knows?
You know, I mean, I would think he would have come out before now, but who knows?
Listen, they say that there's rumors about Prince Harry, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That.
I know that he's not Diana's son. I don't know.
No, he is Diana's son, but he's not
Charles' son.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah. It could be. I got news. I'll bet there are a lot of little, you know, not known royals running around out there. You think they were, watch The Crown and watch any history.
It's just
on
tell
the royal
Joni,
family.
That's too bad they're not perfect like we are.
Yes, exactly, Mike. Yeah, ding.
Oh, wow.
Andy Samberg. So he took a film. His film was called Palm Springs to Sundance. It sold at Sundance for a record $17.5 million and 69 cents. The old record was $17.5 million.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a
funny? I don't watch Brooklyn.
He is
whatever
funny,
it's called. But
he's also really clever.
Yeah.
He's really clever.
Okay.
Yeah, he really is.
More so than Adam Sandler?
Well, yeah, to me.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But different. Different.
Okay.
You know, very different. And I'm planning on seeing Adam Sandler's movie, by the way, this weekend. So.
Okay.
Frank Sinatra's gold and marble toilet recently sold for $400,000 at an auction.
Wow.
A almost $500,000 toilet, people.
Yeah.
Jeez, the buyer wants to remain anonymous until people come over. And I bought Frank's toilet, chairman of the board's toilet right there.
What showroom were we in? Was it at the Golden Nugget where we were in the bathroom?
Oh, we were in the dressing room. We were in the dressing room.
And you went in where?
Yeah. The Frank Sinatra, that was his dressing room.
Yeah,
that was
you
his
sat
dressing
on the same
room.
throne as the chairman of the board.
And Mick Fleetwood told Rolling Stone magazine that Lindsay Buckingham will not be rejoining Fleetwood Mac. He said, "We're very, very committed to Neil and Mike. Lindsay's legacy is alive and well, as it should be. Mm-hmm. He's a major part of the band. It should never be taken away. He said, but the situation was no secret. We were not happy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't working. We parted company, and that really is the all of it. So, no, he is not coming back. Hey, don't miss Kansas Live at the Smith Center March 21st. For now, that's my Pan Flea Deep Take.
Carla, the only reason I want to play this bit of audio is I could so see you doing this.
Uh-oh. Okay.
We've heard from this guy before. it's a video that came out last fall. He rides the subway and just starts blurting out songs.
Okay.
And I remember playing this when he first came out because you're a Bon Jovi guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is one of your jams when you go to karaoke.
Yes, it is.
Living on a Prayer.
Okay.
So he starts singing it all by himself, just in a crowd. This is not organized or anything.
Okay.
And then before you know it, everybody starts singing along with him. Well, he did the same song, different location. He's just sitting on a bench. And listen to him sing, and then how everybody around him starts joining in.
He says, we got our hold on to what we got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We got each other, and that's all I do. We'll give it a shot. Oh, hey, baby. Oh,
I so think you could do that.
I do too, actually. I would totally start that.
Just be somewhere.
Where are we going to be? What are we going to... I know exactly where we're going to start that. I know where I'm going.
Hard Rock Hotel.
Yes. Yes.
Boom.
Yes.
Just...
I have to think of the right song. That's a great song, but one of those songs.
But we're not going to say, hey, everybody, listen up. Maybe you're just standing there and you start singing.
Yeah, exactly.
And the louder you get...
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if everybody...
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I wouldn't mind doing that if a listener somewhere out there could do that.
Just do it and see if you can get everybody going.
If you can get everybody doing it, you got tickets.
Do that at the DMV. Do that. Come on.
I would love to hear that at the DMV.
Oh, my God. That'd be great.
All right. That's the plan for this weekend.
I like it.
Okay.
You got it. Oh, absolutely.
I think you could so pull that off. Oh, all right. By the way, talking about tickets, Jonas Brothers tickets. We have them before you could even buy them. Your chance to win coming up in about 6-7 minutes from now.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny, and it's entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so yesterday was National Kazookie Day, or National Kazoo Day.
National Kazoo Day,
And it threw us all off, so we did a Kazookie bet. But
yes.
Wednesday has always been and will always be Kazookie Wednesday.
It's the standard.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So we have these tickets for the Jonas Brothers coming to Vegas. They're going to be at the Park Theater inside the Park MGM. They're run in April.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have tickets before you can even buy them. They go on sale Friday, but you have a chance to win them right now. So
we broke format today a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to the big game this weekend. So these are two songs from both cities.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
That are taking part in the big game.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do is listen real close, identify both songs by title from what we're playing in another segment of
Kazookie Wednesday.
Notice that went from acoustic kazoo to electric
kazoo. Like any good kazoo-zician would do.
All right, so all you have to do is come up with the title of those songs, two songs back to back, and you have a chance to win the tickets. Here it is one more time. Yeah.
City of Lights. The city that never sleeps. We'll get through news and weather, and then, of course, since we got through that, news and weather, and then we'll look for caller number 9 with the winning answer, 702-739-9636. So good luck. All right, giving you a chance to win these tickets for the Jonas Brothers with another segment of
Kazuki Oki Wednesday.
Identify by title those two songs that we're playing on our kazoos. Now, Carla, we have Courtney on the phone. She thinks she can do it. Courtney, go ahead.
It's Dust in the Wind and We Built This City.
Nice, yes. Courtney.
Oh, my God, Courtney.
You're going to the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
It's going to be you and who else going?
I probably my little sister.
Oh, I love it.
That is great.
How old is your little sister?
She's 17.
Nice.
That's
nice.
You know what?
I've been a fan since I was a teenager.
Courtney, how old are you now? 22?
24.
24. Yes.
Okay, you know what? When one of my daughters gets a pair of tickets, the first person she calls is her sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's at school, so I'll have to text her.
Oh, no, you know what? Don't even do that. Surprise her.
Yeah, really?
Just say, let's have a sister night and you grab something to eat and then go, oh, by the way, I just happen to have a couple of tickets.
Yeah, but she's 17.
Well,
she's...
I'm actually driving out to go see her today.
Oh, that's
so
too funny.
Tell her in person.
Oh.
I was going to say, she's 17. She's probably got a million things to do. She's got a plan, Mike. Oh. Got a plan for April.
Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up the tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, Courtney.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations to another 10K payday winner. It was Robert Young. Robert won. Robert Young, who won $1,000, yeah, got the call from the Beasley Banker, and his reaction when he got the call.
Woo, that's awesome. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
And, of course, the Beasley Banker wants to know what you're going to do with the money.
I don't know yet. Hopefully have a good weekend, right?
Yeah, you're going to have a great weekend. $1,000 in your pocket, and you qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. Your next chance to win in less than an hour from now. 10 o'clock, Wendy Rush will have a code word for you. So make sure you're listening for that. 908, weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news. Coming up after Aerosmith.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by the Smith Center. Don't miss Kansas Live at the Smith Center. March 21st. Boy, you talk about things not going right. Guy in Florida was running from the cops because he had committed a crime.
Yeah.
Tried to carjack a getaway car.
Uh-huh.
But there was an undercover cop inside that car. So.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Sometimes you just can't catch a break. The cops in England had to rescue a car thief over the weekend who somehow got trapped inside a Ford Focus he had stolen. They smashed the window to rescue him, and then click, click. They
couldn't get out.
No, he couldn't get out.
Aww.
So he had everything going. But,
yeah,
I mean, he ripped
exactly
off the car, but then,
man,
you know.
I can't. Somebody, a little help.
Anybody.
Some little help here, yeah, stuck in the.
Can't get out.
Oh, man. Well, an unidentified mother, she posted a selfie that shows her husband collapsed on the floor in the delivery room. The new mother is smiling as nurses, you know, are trying to revive her husband. Of course, the internet had a few things to say. People on there, one of them, and people wonder if a woman should be president. Yeah, well, I guess so.
Been there.
And listen to this. This is brilliant. East of Chicago Pizza Restaurant in Barberton, Ohio. They got in a little trouble. They were ordered by corporate to remove the new slogan they came up with from their marquee that read, "Fat people are harder to kidnap."
Now, let me ask you, why would they even think of posting that?
Well, because it's true.
Yeah, it is true.
Jeremy, the owner, says it was up for several weeks And then somebody complained, said it was rude and mocking people who are overweight. He said, we were just trying to have some fun.
Uh-huh.
I get it. I mean, as a comedian, yeah, I totally get it. I get it. As a fatty, as a former fatty and a not too skinny now, I totally get it.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, if you're going to kidnap someone, you kidnap the skinny ones.
Skinny ones.
Yeah, you don't even try.
But look how much publicity it got.
Exactly. Yeah. Eat his pizza, though. Eat his pizza and then sit next to me on the plane, you know, in case something comes up. Just know, is there a little hole in the window? Put your butt up there. Put your butt up there.
We'll all be fine.
That. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So East of Chicago Pizza, it is called. I'm going to actually look at their menu. Wednesday. That's
Boy, that story from the other news out of Ohio, the Ohio pizza place.
Yes, East of Chicago Pizza, it's called in Ohio. It's funny because somebody wrote in and said, your pizza story reminded me of a billboard I saw by the airport that wasn't there very long either. It said, our slots are looser than your ex-girlfriend. Said, I swear I almost crashed my car. For the life of me, I can't remember which casino put it up. I don't know if anybody remembers. And Brian, who listens to us in Florida, said, oh, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Good job, East of Chicago Pizza. It's true. Skinny people can't run as fast or run faster.
Yeah.
He said, you would think that people would just see the humor in it, but no, they did not. Okay. No, skinny people can run a lot faster.
Every once in a while, they see those signs that stick. I don't know if this was photoshopped or what, but at a hockey game.
Yeah.
Girl sitting next to the penalty box.
Right.
And her sign said, I wish I only got 2 minutes for hooking.
Oh, how funny.
So.
I wouldn't doubt that. I mean, that's...
Which I thought was pretty funny.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, evidently, she got more. So, our feel-good story about a woman who knocked something off her bucket list.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that in about 6-7 minutes from now.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Every show, a little good news for you to walk away with. So 96-year-old Jean Moffat is her name. She's out of Canada. She never got to go to college because her parents could only afford to send her brother to school. So instead, she became an expert ham radio operator. She's 96 years old. Last week, she got to check off her biggest bucket list item by using a ham radio to talk to an astronaut at the International Space Station. He's on the International Space Station, very excited, and it kind of went well, but it could have gone better. Here she is talking about it.
Welcome to the Ontario Science Center and the manifestation of a bucket wish I have had for many, many years. This is very exciting to me.
This is Victor Echo 3, Oscar Sierra Charlie. Would you come in again, please? Absolutely, the highlight of my life. I wish I could have understood what the commander was saying.
It's true. You could barely understand it. But yeah, how very cool is that?
Well, it was her brother in the next room.
Messing with her, right? See, what college got me?
That's awesome, though.
96 years old, I know it.
And
it
connecting really with the space station.
I know, that really is a big deal. You can hear a little bit of that, but it's a little bit...
Good for her.
Yeah, garbled, but yes, good for her.
She just stuck with it.
Ham radio. You don't meet a lot of ham radio operators anymore, you know?
My next door neighbor had one as a kid, and we thought.
Oh, it was cool.
We're talking to a girl.
Yeah. Cool. Right. Oh, and it was her. It was Jean Moffat.
Probably.
She was only 75.
That's why we always say, if you know of a hometown hero or a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Kicking off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon next, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find that agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show. Well, we talked about toes. We thought, you know, from yesterday's other news.
Yes.
Came up again this morning.
Oh, man.
You'll be amazed at how many people don't have, are missing toes.
Yeah.
Shaving. Be careful, women.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Yeah, thank you.
Guys.
You be careful, too.
As well.
Yeah, quite honestly, you guys be more careful, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot more to lose. Yeah,
yes. Yep. Yes.
So we hope you feel better tomorrow.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Hi, everyone.
What exciting news, and Morty is all stoked about this, the Atari Hotel coming to Vegas.
Morty pulled out his pocket protector. Oh, my God, this is so cool.
He is all ready to go and book a staycation.
Oh, gosh.
He's got his joystick in his hand.
I know. For a minute,
who knows what's going to happen.
It was the Virgin Hotel for a minute there, but I guess not.
Wendy Rush coming in next. Your next code word and a chance to cash in on the 10K payday contest. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.